Hello everyone, welcome to my very first podcast. My name is Isaac, also known as Professor Ike or Ike the Professor. This is a sports podcast which will mainly focus on college sports and, you know, the NBA. But, you know, here and there you might find baseball, football, even some hockey. But without further ado, let's get right into this. Some big free agent news. For the past few days, Adrian Wojnarowski has been dropping Woj bombs all over the league. Obviously led by KD's decision to join Kyrie and Brooklyn. Man, it's going to be interesting. DeAndre Jordan also joins the Nets on a 4-year, $40 million deal. While Brooklyn was the first team to make some free agency moves, Philadelphia was also in the midst as they added Al Horford for $109 million and also are reaching a max extension with Ben Simmons for 5 years and $170 million. Philadelphia also snagged Matisse Thybulle in the draft, who was the recipient of the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year Award, which is pretty impressive since he had tough company with DeAndre Hunter from UVA. Although the 76ers did lose out on bringing back J.J. Redick, they do sign Mike Scott to a 2-year worth $10 million. But with that being said, they did lose Jimmy Butler. But they did offer Jimmy Butler the max extension to stay, but he turned it down and, like, you know, a few others will be taking his talents to South Beach. Coming off of a finals loss to the Raptors, the Warriors season could have got better if they would have kept Kevin Durant, but they did add some key pieces as they locked up Klay Thompson on a max deal for 5 years and $190 million. DeMarcus Cousins, I mean, he looked promising at the beginning of the year, but, I mean, he can't jump higher than Phil Mickelson did when he won the Masters. Kevon Looney comes back on a 3-year and $15 million deal. And they also bring in all-star point guard D'Angelo Russell as part of a sign-and-trade. And the Warriors will send Shabazz Napier and Travion Graham to the T-Wolves as part of that deal. Also making moves is the Miami Heat, well, Portland Trail Blazers both, exchange a deal which Miami sends Hassan Whiteside to Portland. They get Myers Leonard and Mo Heartless. Portland adds a great rim protector in Hassan Whiteside. Miami gets some great young talent. It's kind of a win-win for both situations. With the Blazers' 25th pick in this past year's draft, they somehow managed to get Nasir Little out of UNC, which was mind-blowing because not a lot of people thought he was going to drop that far. A lot of people had him in the top 10, most likely, definitely a lottery pick. But, I mean, they get a great young star in Nasir Little to go along with Dame Dalla, who just signed a Supermax of 4 years, $194 million. So he probably won't be going anywhere anytime soon as he returns with CJ McCollum. An effort to push for, you know, to contend for another title. Taking the biggest loss of this free agency so far has definitely been the Knicks. After tanking this year to hopefully get Zion, they fell to the number 3 pick and had to settle for RJ Barrett, which isn't a bad pick, but, you know, he's also not Zion. And it's reported that the Knicks did not offer KD a max due to concern over his Achilles injury. But if I'm a GM, I'm giving KD all the money in the world. Are you serious? Like, you pass up on Kevin Durant, don't go after any big free agency targets, but settle for Alfred Payton, Julius Randle, Reggie Bullock, Bobby Portis, along with Taj Gibson and Wayne Ellington. I mean, there's some, you know, there's some role players, but it is far, far from what they could have got with KD. Could have possibly got Kyrie to come to New York too, but I mean, it's just a disaster in New York right now. Much better things need to happen this year if they want to get back to the program or a franchise it once was.